We have one final candidate here, and we'll get to him in just a second. There's nobody here from District 32, but from District 33, Richard Dix Wasinen, who gets the award for having driven the furthest from District 33. Where do you live, sir?
In Soldotna.
Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it here at the station, and I know the viewers appreciate it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the voters in Soldotna are concerned about as you approach them this election season.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and thank you to KAKM for having this forum for me to come up and present some of my ideas. My name is Richard Wisenin, and I'm running for State House in District 33, which is Kenai, Soldotna, and Kay Beach. And I am an Alaskan for over, since 1969. And I am a family values Democrat, and I've been married to my wife for over 44 years. And as I've gone around door to door talking with people in our district, jobs and economy, of course, come up all the time. And also the corruption that has gone on over the years down in Juneau with the different trials we've had with some of our legislators. And they look at ethics. And when I ran 2 years ago for this, my opponent, Kurt Olson, stated that he feels that ethics are learned over a lifetime. I guess my question to Kurt, if he had been here tonight, would be, did he learn his ethics when he worked for Walters and Olson's insurance company, when the owners took him to court, charged him with more than 80 charges of ethical and illegal behavior, and Kurt, in the court case, before it was settled out of court, admitted guilt to more than 30 of these charges, which included changing the bylaws illegally, changing his salary, doubling his salary from $60,000 to over $110,000, giving himself and his partner, Bud Walters, loans, no interest loans, and the owners, when they finally found this out, took him to court and tried to get this back. The court, as I mentioned, the case was settled out of court. Kurt was to give up his license and check in with the Division of Insurance. Kurt has not held an insurance license since the mid-90s. Are these the ethics we want in Juneau? And this is what people have been talking about. They feel that this is something that should be changed.
Well, Representative Olson is not here, but I guess I feel I should ask. These are pretty serious allegations. Are these in public documents that a person could go look up, or is this stuff that you've heard?
No. I had heard these allegations as I went around the campaign 2 years ago, and it was just 3 days before the election, and I was handed about 300-page document that's entitled the Third District Court of Kenai in 93. The court case number is 1198 Civil Court. And these documents are there, and they are for public to view.
Let's talk about a little bit about you and about what you would do if sent to Juneau. What would be the top of your list of what you'd like to see done when you get there?
Okay. The ethics laws need to be changed. The other law that needs to be changed would be the one about lobbyists, allowing a lobbyist to give money or to spend money on a legislature. I would pledge that if I go to Juneau, I will not take so much as a cup of coffee from a lobbyist, and I would like to change the laws so that no registered lobbyist can spend any money on a legislature. No one person, lobbyist or citizen, should be able to come down and visit a legislature and have any more footing than the other person. We need to have an open office down there so people can come in and on equal footing be able to talk to us. If I take you out to dinner, Michael, spend $100 or $88 on a dinner for you.
I'm a lot cheaper than that.
Okay. Well, according to the Daily News, some of our legislators are not. So if this was the case, Michael, you would feel, hey, you're going to have to do something for me. And this is what happens when lobbyists are allowed to take the incumbent in my race out to dinner for $88, out to lunch for over $45. This was in the Daily News in February 22nd article. These are things that need to be changed. We have to have people down there that are citizen legislators and respond to the citizens of their district.
There's a ballot proposition we're going to all have an opportunity to vote on to expand the size of the legislature. Have you made up your mind how you're going to vote on that?
Yes, I'm going to vote against that. I don't think that we need to spend more money on a legislature in Juneau. I realize that the reasons they were trying to do this would be to give more representation to rural Alaska. What it would do would be allow a rural Alaska's legislators to stay about the same, but the legislators that would be added would be in the populated areas like Anchorage, the Valley, or in Fairbanks. And I don't think this would increase the rural representation at all. I think we should go to unicameral legislature. and have just about, let's see, I would think that we'd have then 24 districts, two people from each district would be 48 people in the legislature. It would be less than we have now, and I think we could do the job more efficiently.
In your community, there are many people who fish. What's the hot topic of this election season from the fishing community?
Well, one of the topics that have come up would be this idea that the farm fish that Food and Drug Administration is going to give a license for what some people were calling the frankenfish. Because farm fish, as you know, in Alaska, we have been against that for a long time. They tried this in Canada. When some of the farm fish have escaped from the cages, it ends up in the system. And as you know, with global warming and things, the different species have been coming farther north, and this could endanger our fisheries. We have to remember that the fish, our fish, is Alaska's gold. We need to keep this fishery as clean as possible.
Okay. Your closing statement of 1 minute, sir.
Okay. I did mention the court case. Bud Walters was the partner with Kurt Olson in the case. And as the case went on, Kurt Olson dragged it out, as he has done with many of the bills in his committee in Juneau. Finally, Bud Walters got fed up with him. He said he fired Kurt Olson. I think as voters of Kenai, we need to step up and fire Kurt Olson again. Okay, my pledge to you as your representative is not to take one dime from lobbyists. I will protect consumers voting against the gas gouging. I'll vote for jobs for Alaskans by funding the more job training. I'll ensure that the natural gas remains affordable to Alaskans. I'll also protect our children, who are our greatest natural resource. Put money in education, fund preschool education, so that these kids have a great chance and we don't have to fund our prison systems. I'm Richard Wisenen, running for State House, District 33, Soldotna, Kenai, K-Beach. I would certainly appreciate your consideration on November 2nd. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, sir, and thank you for coming.